The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Gittin has been sponsored by our good friend and loyal Talmid of the Daf Yomi, Mr. Haimi Dana, and his dear wife, Hashem Yishmerem V'Chayim. He has dedicated this Masechet according to the following principle. Our rabbis tell us that when you learn something, it can avert that item from happening. So we'd like to learn the Masechet Gittin, so it will remain in the theory of learning and never come to fruition in actuality, and therefore it should be blessed, him and his dear wife, and all of Klal Yisrael, with Shalom Bayit, and Hatzlachan Harvacha, Bechol Ma'aseh Yedehem. Amen. Daf Tet Vav. We begin the second perek of Masechet Gittin, starting on Tet Vav Amud Lishon. We begin from the first Mishnah. Hamevi Get Medinat Hayam. Right away, let's stop. We learned in the first perek, when you bring a get, Medinat Hayam, go very quickly. You have to say Befanai Nichtav Ubefanai Nichtav. That is, the Shaliach must say that in front of the Bedin. There's two reasons why that has to be done. We brought a machlok between Rabba and Rava. Let's go to Rava first. Rava said, in order to stave off a potential irur of the husband, where he might come along and claim that it is a forge, so therefore the rabbis were lenient that this one shaliach is able to mekayem the signatures, that is called kiyum. Now, even though normally kiyum is done with two, here the rabbis were lenient to do kiyum with one, in order that the lady does not remain an aguna. The Gemara asked in the first pidik, then why do you have to say b'fanai nichtav? According to Ravah, the whole issue is the mekayem the shtar, b'fanai nichtav should be enough. The reason why, according to Ravah, you have to say, no, the reason why you have to say Ravah is nichtav is because it's a gezerah to other shtarot. That why, if you're going to be lenient to rely on one witness to be mekayem a get, you might come to rely on one witness to mekayem shar shtarot. So therefore, by saying b'fanai nechtav, another extra saying, people will know that get is different. So the b'fanai nechtav is to cut off other shtarot. Gezerat breaks the gezerat on other shtarot. Rabba had a different understanding. He said one of the reasons why we have to say b'fanai nechtav is because we're worried that the people in Chutz La'aretz, they're not beki b'shma. They don't know how to write a get with the proper intention. By saying b'fanai nechtav, they're going to ask the shaliach, you were there for the writing good, was it done the shema? I'll say yes, therefore the get is kesher. But Rava also agrees to Rava's reasoning, in order to mekayem the shtar, that's why you have to say b'fanai nechtav. So Rava itle de Rava. And also we were lenient, again, according to Rava, with one witness to be mekayem the shtar, again, because b'mkom aguna, and we also make lenient to rely on one witness for the Lishma, because really Rov Sofrim that are writing know the law of Lishma, and it's only a Mi'ut that does it. So in this case over here, the rabbis were lenient to rely on the Rov that know what they're doing to say B'fanai Nechtav. Okay, that's the law of the first Perek. Now we get to the second Perek. All these cases are going to be over here of different variations of the B'fanai Nechtav or B'fanai Nechtav, which means they didn't do it the way the rabbis wanted you to do it. For example, ve'amad b'fanai nechtav, aval lo b'fanai nechtam. B'fanai nechtam, aval lo b'fanai nechtav. B'fanai nechtav kulo, u'b'fanai nechtam chetzio. Which means, I was b'fanai nechtav, but only half of it was signed in front of me. One witness. B'fanai nechtav chetzio. The opposite. It was only written half of it in front of me. U'b'fanai nechtam kulo. In all these cases, the common denominator, the Gemara, is pasul, no good. Okay? Now. Good. But we can understand. Let's go just get the case. Let's apply our own logic for a second. When the guy says b'fanai nechtam, but they don't say b'fanai nechtam, according to nobody, it's going to be good. Ben Rabba, Ben Rava. When you didn't say b'fanai nechtam, you did not mekayim the get. Okay, so therefore the shtar is not going to be a good shtar. B'fanai nechtam, aval lo b'fanai nechtav. Well, according to Rabba, certainly it's not good because you didn't say nechtav, which is already a question in the lishma. And even according to Rava, since you didn't say b'fanai niktav, you make a gezerah to other shtarot, and therefore you didn't say it the way Hazal wanted you to say it, it's going to be pasul as well. So basically the rule is you got to say it like we told you to say it. Now, b'fanai niktav kulo, which is okay, however, b'fanai niktav hachyo, but he only was mekayim, half the witnesses, or b'fanai niktav hachyo, he only was mekayim, which we'll see what does that mean, half, we'll see what that means, b'fanai niktav kulo, pasul. Okay, let's go to the next cases. Echad omer b'fanai nichtav, ve'echad omer b'fanai nichtam pasul. Okay, so you got one witness coming, two guys. You got one guy saying the b'fanai nichtav of it, and one guy saying the b'fanai nichtam of it. No good. Rashi. I k'she'aget yosem mitachat yedea echad shu mevi'o. Now, if there's only one shaliach, which if there's one of them that is designated the shaliach, ve'en haviro shaliach ba'ava'ato, mishum achi pasul. Very simple. Because the rabbis only gave the power of the shaliach to say b'fanai nichtav and b'fanai nichtam to believed, even though they're one. However, this guy off the street is not believed as one. Therefore, the shaliach itzrichu rabbanan lememrinu letarvayu. Right? The rabbis wanted them to say both b'fanai nichtav, b'fanai nichtam. Okay, so therefore, if you're learning that only one of them was a shaliach, it's obvious why the get is not a good get. Because he did not say the full declaration. Both of them were shaliach. So what's the problem? One guy saying, which means since the guy that's testifying on the hatima did not testify on the ketiva, gezera atusha shtarot. Right? Understand that? Which is the one that's testifying on the Hatima, he did not say Ketiba. No good. Why? Yezera atushar shtarot. And the guy that says on the Ketiba without the Hatima, he didn't finish the Hatima. He didn't kosher that. Therefore, it's Pasul. Comes the Gemara and Mishnah continues. Shnaim Omrim. Befanenu Nichtav. Okay. Two guys come along and say, the gate was written in front of us. Ve'had omer b'fanai nihtam. And the third witness shows up, right? And he comes along and says, b'fanai nihtam pasul. Well, again, it's going to be for the same reasons that we said above. If both of these guys are the shaliachs, right? If two of the guys are the shaliach, or if let's say everybody's a shaliach, let's say for that matter, for sure it's going to be pasul. Why? Because bottom line, only two of them said b'fanai nichtav. They didn't do the hatima, and only one of them guy did the hatima, but he has a problem gezerah because he didn't say ketiva, which means the rabbis only believe when the shaliach says everything. But when they're going to split it up, even though you got two guys on the ketiva, one guy in the hatima, it's not good. It's just like the reasons of the last case. Yehuda says makshir. Oh, we have to see the gemara why the Yehuda says makshir. Look at Ashir. She starts to talk here. The Rabbi Yudan Makshir, the Kevan, the Matzrichinan, the Asude, Nami Aketiba, Ohu, O Aher, Tu Lo Atel Ahlufe. Which means, very simple. What's the reason why normally when a guy just says Bifanai Nihtam, it's not enough? Because since he didn't say Bifanai Nihtav, I might come to make you Shtarot, other Shtarot with only one witness. But he says, in this case over here, where you have somebody else that said, b'fanai nichtav. Although it was two separate people, you had two witnesses, b'fanai nichtav, one said b'fanai nichtam. I'm not going to say that b'fanai nichtam guy is no good, because the whole reason why b'fanai nichtam alone is no good is gezerah atusha shtarot. But here, two other people said ketiva. Therefore, I'm not going to come along and mekayem another shtar with only one witness. Because bottom line, you needed ketiva and hatima, and it was said. So what do I keep? Was said by two people. Again, the whole reason why a regular guy that says b'fanai nichtav, b'fanai nichtam is no good alone. Why? Because without saying b'fanai nichtav, I might come to make shtar, kiyum shtar shtar with one. That's why I need a b'fanai nichtav. So Rabbi Yudas, what's your problem with it? Here you have both. You have a guy that said b'fanai nichtam. You have two other guys that said b'fanai nichtav. I'm not going to come to make a gizrat u'shar shtar, because bottom line, both hatima and ketiva were said in this situation, albeit said by different people. No, it's two and one. Who had din in the one and one? As she says, who had din in the one and one? As she says, who had din? Look at that. She very good point.
ובגמרא אמרים דחלוק היה רבי יהודה אף בראשונה, האחד אומר בפני נכתב ואחד אומר בפני נכתב. Very good. Rabbi doesn't even argue on the first case. We're one and one, because bottom line, he holds, bottom line, it was said, you don't have to make a gezerah atu sha'ar shtarot for kiyum. Comes to Mishnah's last case and says, Echad omer befanai nechtav. Okay, that's good. Ushnaim omrim befaninu nechtam kasher. Now, what's the logic of that? We're going to wait for the Gemara to explain. One on the ketibah, two on the hatimah. Kasher, now she says, wait for the Gemara. Okay, comes the Gemara and begins. Hatu lamali. Hatani lechada zimna. Hamevi get me medina tayam. Sarishio ma befanai nichtam befanai nichtam. Which means, this is a repeat. Didn't you tell me the first Mishnah, the Perek, a guy brings a get medina tayam, you gotta say befanai nichtam befanai nichtam. What are you starting out of this Mishnah? If he said befanai nichtam, but didn't say befanai nichtam, or vice versa, no good. We know that already. That's the first Mishnah. You gotta say both items. Kabbalah says, imahi, because if you just had the first Mishnah, havamina sarich ve'ilo amar kasher. That if you didn't say it, it's pasul. Now, I would have told maybe the first Mishnah is the Chetahila you got to say. But if you didn't say it, you're okay. That's why the second Mishnah's got to come and tell you, nah, if the Shriat didn't say like we, the rabbis, told him to say it, it again is pasul afilu bedi'avad. Now, b'fanai nechtav chetzio, u'b'fanai nechtav kulo. Now, what's that case over there? Right? He says, I saw half of the get was written in front of me, and the whole signatures, I could say, I saw the signatures. Basul. So the Gemara says, hey, hetzio, which half did he see? Ilima hetzio rishon. If you saw the first half, which is the main part of the gate, which is the names. Ha'amar Rabbi Elazar, afilo lo katab bo ela shita achat l'shma shuv eno sarich. That's all he has to see. Rabbi Elazar says, as long as the witnesses see the first line of the gate, which is the ikar, that's already l'shma. So what do you mean, half of the gate? If it's half of the first gate, you're in. The bottom of it, there's no names at the end. That's just standard text. So therefore, the end doesn't prove it's lishma. Oh, so therefore you don't have lishma. You only have a hatima. So either koyt rabba it's going to be pasuk because you didn't get the lishma, and koyt rava gezera atu shar shtarot that you might come to make a kiyum with one witness. Comes the Gemara and says, oh, now we start the piece over here. Befanai nechtav kulo. Ubefanai nechtam hetzio. Interesting case. Guy says, I saw the whole writing, but half of it was signed in front of me. Pasul. Now, what does this mean? Amar Rav Chisda. Now, Rav Chisda is not explaining what the Mishnah is talking about. He's giving you a case outside the Mishnah. Va'afilu shnayim me'idim al hatimat yad sheni pasul. Wow. Which means, yeah, the shaliach himself does something. I know one witness. I saw one witness. Even if you have two witnesses come out now and say, and we know the second witness. So technically you have a good kiyum over here. You got the shaliach covering one of the witnesses, and you got two witnesses that are covering the rest, which is a regular kiyum, on the second witness. Rav Chisda says, no good. Gemara says, why? My ta'ama. O kulo b'kiyum aget, o b'kulo b'takanat hachamim. You can't use two items simultaneously. Either you work with kiyum aget. You know what kiyum aget means? Two witnesses mekayim, both witnesses. You need two guys to come and testify, both. That's called kiyum aget. Or you want to work with takanat hachamim, the shaliach's got to mekayim both. You can't mix and match here that the shaliach will work on one, and then you get kiyum on the other. Rabbis don't want that. You gotta have everything either in the kiyum business or everything in the takarat al-chamim business. Look at Rashi, Amar Rav Chisda. Very important Rashi here, Amar Rav Chisda. Lav the perushe matnitin ata. He's not coming to explain the case of the Mishnah. Ul ukme matnitin behachi. And to say that this is the case of the Mishnah where the shaliach was mekayim, one witness, and then two other guys were mekayim, the other. He's not saying that that's the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah is literal. Where he was only Mekayim, one Ed, and the reason why the Mishnah said it's Pasul because the other witness was not Mekuyam. That's Mishnah is what it is. All of Rav Chisda is saying, I'm telling you even a Hadush outside the Mishnah, that even if two guys came and were Mekayim, the second witness, still no good. Why? Ela Sevara dite Mosif. He's adding his own Sevara. Amar Rebuta dafinu Shnayim Minashuk. מעידים שמכירים יד עד חתימת השני שלא עיד אשר עליו פסול. You know why? Because either you work with kiyuma get, meaning haynu edim ha-me'idim al-chotam ha-edim, or takbarat ha-chamim, edut ha-shaliach she'eminu ha-chamim kishnayim. Either or. Now what's the problem, why they don't want you to mix and match over here? What's the problem? So the mefashim say over here, because unless the shaliach is following the way of the achim, he's not going to be medayik. He's not going to be precise. Which means, if you want to do what the rabbi said, mekayim both witnesses. Once already he's doing half a job, you're concerned that he might not be precise as well. Therefore, you're not going to trust the shaliach in this case. Over. Therefore, at the end of the day, you only have kiyum on one witness. You don't have kiyum on the other one. So therefore, it is not going to be acceptable. Okay. Comes Gemara and says like this. Matkif la Rava. Rava does not like Rav Chisda's case. You know why? He says like this. Mi'ika midi. Ti'ilu amar had kasher. Hashta di'ika tre pasul. He can't accept this. He says, you're going to tell me a case where if one guy would have validated the second witness, it would be kosher. Now you're going to tell me if two guys do it, it's no good? Meaning, if the shaliach himself would have validated the second witness, it's okay, even though he's only one guy. Now you're going to tell me if two guys come and validate the second witness, it's not good? Rava says that doesn't make any sense. Look at Rashi. Mi'ika midi di'ilu amar had kasher imaya omer shaliach ani makiram. Even better. Let's say the shaliach didn't say the famous words of Bifanai Nihtam. Let's say the shaliach just said, I recognize those that signature. We learned earlier in the Masechet on Dav Gima, if you remember, we were Midayek from Rashi. Rashi said over there, even if the shaliach doesn't say Bifanai Nihtam per se, even if he just says, I know the signature, he's believed as well. So that's not even coming from the Takanat of Hachamim anymore, of the Bifanai Nechtam. I mean, that's enough just for the guy to say, I know the signature, he has already a Ne'emanut. So the Gemara says, you're going to tell me if one guy comes along and says, I know the signature, oh, he's believed. But if two guys come along and say, oh, we know the signature, no good? Then it can't be accepted. He says, I can't accept that. Why? He says, Imaya omer asher ani makiram kasher v'afilu lo amar b'fanai nechtam, even if he didn't say those words, those magical words. Dachi amrinan b'perek kama dechi amar yodeya ani nami me'eman b'shmata kamaita. So we said in the Gemara, and therefore the Gemara is coming along to say, right, he explains clarity on the question, which even though we saw it in Nashi, he's saying like this. It doesn't matter how he mekayim the shtar with the shaliach, whether he says b'fanai nechtam, or even if he says, I know the signatures. Now that's not the Takanat HaChamim. I mean, the Takanat HaChamim technically was saying b'fanai nechtam. But we're going even further, even if he just says, I know the guy's handwriting, we're going to say that it's kasher as well. Oh. Which means it's a regular kiyum. Basically, by the way, what's a regular kiyum? Exactly that. Two witnesses come along and say, we know the signatures. So you allow a regular kiyum by one witness and say it's okay. So you're going to tell me if the shaliach makes a standard kiyum, it's okay. But if two guys are going to come and make a standard kiyum, it's not going to be okay? Rava says, that cannot be. Therefore, you're wrong. Therefore, he argues and says, you know what? If the shaliach comes along and says, b'fanai nechtav, u'b'fanai nechtam hetzio, and then two other guys come along and fix the second witness and mikayem it, the shtar is good according to Rava. Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, Ela amar Rava, says, but I'll tell you Hadush. Rava, you know what? I'll tell you Hadush. If you want to say Hadush in the Mishnah, I'll tell you Hadush. Afilu hu ve'ehad me'idim al hatimat yad sheni pasul. You know what the Hadush case is? The guy is testifying on Hef. Rava's saying, you know what? It's not a regular case like we learned, testifying on Hef.
meaning one, the other witness is not being mekoyam at all. That's pasul. That's pasul. I don't need a mishnah for that case. Abbas, I'll tell you what the case is talking about. The case is talking about where one witness came to mekayim the second witness along with the shaliyah. So basically, the shaliyah is being mekayim one himself, and then half of the second witness. Again, the shaliyah mekayim witness number one himself. The fanai nihtam, I know that witness. On the second witness, another witness comes with the shaliyah and says, "We both know this witness over here." Yeah. What's the problem with that?
Yeah,
the Gemara said, "No, the shaliyah's only ne'eman." As a right, the Chavrei is the Shaliyah, so he should be believed, right? But the problem, the way it was done over here, why? So Gemara says, "My Tama, well, what's the problem? What's the reason why it should be no good?" So Gemara says, "Ati lehalufe b'kiyum shtarot de'alma." We're going to make a mistake to regular shtarot. What's the mistake you can make? Vekanafik nechi riv'a de mamona apuma de had sahada. You're going to end up taking 3/4 of the money on one witness's testimony. Introduction. By regular shtar of mamon, you need 2 witnesses. Alpi, shnayim, edim, yakum davar. And from that we learn that it's got to be shnayim edim, which means you got to have 2 witnesses. Each witness is affecting half the shtar. You cannot have one witness that affects 75% of the shtar and another one 25%. It's got to be equal. They're both same power. Now, in this case over here, let's say this story panned out in a mamonot case. Right, so you have a shtar, right? Money's owed now, you got witnesses on it. Okay, we need to mekayim it. Beautiful. One guy comes along, or sorry, 2 witnesses come along, right? And they mekayim this name over here. That's very nice. And then what? One of these guys, along with somebody else, is mekayim the second witness. So it comes out, one guy is mekayiming one witness, and he's also part of the second witness as well as Kiyum, and therefore technically he is affecting 75% of the shtar. So we're concerned as follows. If you're going to let this case get away with it in a gittin, which is no problem to get away with it, like you mentioned, by one witness testifying on this head, and then one witness testifying on the second with somebody else, he didn't need that somebody else. He can testify it himself. He's the shaliyah, he's believed. Once you brought in another guy, now already this one shaliyah is involved in the 2 witnesses. He's mekayim one, that's 50%. And he was mekayim part of the second witness, that's 25% more of the testimony. So he got a 75-25. I'm concerned if you let the 75-25 in a get case work, it might lead to a mamonot case where 75-25 does not work. Gezerah. Let's read it in Rashi now. Rashi says, Ati le'achlufe b'kiyum shtarot de'alma. Look at the third line in Rashi. Kegon. Shnayim hachatumim al ashtar. Beautiful case. 2 guys are signed on a shtar. Umet echad mehem. Oh. One of them died. Uba ze ve'amar. So another witness shows up and says, Ze ktav yadi. I'm telling you, that's my signature. Ve'ze ktav yado shel haveri. And I'm telling you, that's my friend's signature. So he was mekayim his own. So he's 50%. Plus now he was mekayim also his friends. Now, for him, he's believed alone to say that's his signature. He doesn't need 2 guys. The guy himself is believed alone. But he's going to need somebody else to do the other one. So he's got his own, which is 50% of the star, plus 25% of the other witness, which is 75% of the paper now, is being mekayim on one guy. No good. Because the witnesses have to be equal on a mamonot law. It's got to be 50-50. Al pi shnayim edim. They got to have the equal power. So that she says, v'nistaref echad min hashuk. You want to take a guy with him. La'ida ketvei yad amet. Aminim b'perek dal ketubah. De'eno kiyum. Ad shiu bet min hashuk mi'edim al chotam amet. You need 2 other guys
to mekayim the second witness. You know why? Timken nafik slata revaed de mamona, because then 3/4 of the mamon apuma dehar is going to come out from one guy. The kaimalan neeman adam nomar ze ktav yadi. Good. A guy's believed to testify on his own signature. You don't need two guys for his own self. And therefore, hare hatzi edut. So already, his 50% of the start is on his own testimony. V'imbal etztaref la'id al chotam havero. Now, if he joined with somebody else to bekayem his friend's signature, im acher hare gimel rebi'ot. That's already 3/4 edut. Alpi v'rachmana amar api shnayim. What does Shnayim teach me? Demashma palga apuma dehai, upalga apuma dehai. 50% on this side and 50% on that side. Megabe get namet. Now, by a get, it doesn't matter. That's not a concern by a get. But if I'm going to allow this case to go through, what's the case I'm concerned going through? Where the Shaliach comes along and says, you know what? I can confirm one witness for sure. He signed it. Good. Regarding the second witness, he brings somebody else with him, and then they're both testifying. Hey, you didn't need that guy. You could have done it yourself. But once you brought that guy now it looks like a what? That the shtar is being mikuyam 75% from one guy. Gezerah atu shtar sha'ar shtaro. That's what she says. He writes like this. V'achagabe get lo chayshin Allah. I don't care if I get. Without another guy to get was kashin apumede demna rabbanan kitek, because the rabbis believe like too. Ela mishum gezerat shar shtarotu. Beautiful. So that's Rava's hiddush. Comes to Gemara and challenges that. Gemara says matkif la Rav Ashi miika midi teilu masik leiu lechule debura kasher hashta diika had ba'de pasul. Gemara says, I don't like that either. You tell me if the guy did it himself, it would be okay. Now two people are doing it, makes it worse? He's like, I can't accept that. He said, that case has got to be good as well. Good, Rav Ashi, you give me your Hiddush then. So comes the Gemara, I'll give you your Hiddush. He says, you know what the Hiddush is? El Amar Rav Ashi, Afilu Omer, Ani Hu Ed Sheni. Even if the Shaliach comes along and says, that witness, I was there for the signing. So he coaches one witness up. And then he says, and I am the second witness. The second witness is me. No good. Why not? Gemara says, my ta'ama, what's the reason why it shouldn't be good? You know why? O kulo b'kiyum haget, o kulo b'takanat hachamim. Rule. You can't use two processes over here on the get, which means either work with the takarat hachamim, mekayim the whole thing, which means befanai nechtav on both. We're not going to let the shaliach now use the befanai nechtav on one and then kiyum on the second. So when he comes along and says, that's me, that's regular kiyum shtarot. That's not a takarat hachamim. Again, when I come along and say, that's my signature, that's the normal way of mekayiming a shtar. Where the witness comes along and says, that is my signature. I come to the Beit Din.
What did he do?
He did. On one of the witnesses, he used the rabbi's takanah b'fanai nechtam. I saw the, it was signed in front of me. Okay? Now, he's using a takanah b'achamim. Did he know he's one guy? He's believed as two by a get to kosher up this witness. But then for the second witness, he used the standard procedure of kiyum shtaro, which is what? That's my signature. That's standard procedure. So Rav Ashi says, no good. You know why? Because the rabbis either said, use the Metakhal Hachamim or use Kiyum Shtarot procedure. Don't use both, because they were considered, if you're going to start using both, the guy's not going to be careful in the way he's going to mekayem the Shtar with the Takarav Hachamim. In any event, comes out, let's just review over here. We have Rav Hazda, Rabba, Rav Ashi. Each rabbi thought to bring a Hiddush, and then it was rejected by his colleague until we got to the final Hiddush of Rav Ashi. Let's review these three Hiddushim outside. Rav Hazda thought along, he came with a Hiddush like this. A guy writes a get, brings it from Medina Tayyam, the Shaliach surfaces with the get, right? He comes along and says, you know what? Bifanai nihtab, one witness. And the second witness, two guys come along and mekayim. Two guys. Rav Hazda says, no good. Rav Hazda says, impossible. I cannot accept that if you're telling me, if the Shaliach himself would have said, not even Bifanai nihtab,
If he would have said, "What? I know the witness. I know the guy. I know the. You tell me it's okay." So certainly, when two guys come along, it's got to be okay.
No. So Rava says, "What's the hadush?" So Rava says, "I'll tell you the hadush. The shaliach comes along and mekayem one. On the second, when is he brought a guy from the street with him to mekayem that?" Pasul. You know why? Gezera atu is 75% mamonot. Again, Rav Asher says, I can't accept that. You tell if the one guy could come along and do it, you tell me two guys are going to be worse than one guy? No good. So you know what Rav Asher says? The case is talking about? He's mifanay nechtam on one eid. But what? On the second eid, he says, that's me. So why is it no good? Or betekarat hachamim. Or b'kiyum. Yeah, you can use one of the two procedures. Now that we got to this point, let's just finish up. The Gemara says like this. Tanan. Now let's go back. Now that you got the three cases, Rav Chazda, Rava, Rav Asher, let's go back to our Mishnah now for a moment. Tanan. B'fanai nechtav kulo, b'fanai nechtam hetzio. Okay, that was the case we were dealing with till now. I saw the whole ketivah and the hatima only half of it. Pasul. So we said no good. So the Gemara says, "Idach hetzio hechidamif." What's the case? Which means if he only was mekayim half the signatures, meaning one out of the two, so the other one, what happened to the other witness? What was the status of that other witness? But nobody was mekayim it? If nobody was testifying on that second witness, that means you have a shtar that only one witness is legal. Do you have to tell me that case? If you told me in the Mishnah already where one guy says Bifanai Nichtav Kulo and one guy says Bifanai Nichtam Kulo and still you tell me it's no good, do you have to tell me a case where the Shaliach only Mikayim half the witnesses? Which means even in a case where you have a full Ketivah testimony and a full Chatimah testimony, no good. So certainly you can't tell me the case of half Chatimah means he was only Mikayim one witness and the other guy nothing. That doesn't make any sense. Pashut. So the Gemara says, you know what the case must be? Ela. I'll tell you. And here's the key. Ela. Find it. O kedraba, o kedrab ashe, ul apuke medrab hazda. So listen to Al-Sahar and tell you very clearly now. You can't tell me that that case is literal. Where a guy came along and he was said b'fanai nechtab the whole star and b'fanai nechtab on half the star and the other witness nobody did anything pashut that's pasul. That cannot be the case. Ela, you must modify the case to give me a hidush in the case. You gotta give me a scenario where the case becomes a hidush. Now wait, whenever you're gonna give me a hidush in a case, it's enough to give me the most minimal hidush to satisfy and justify the fact that the Mishnah wrote it. You don't got to give me the biggest hidush. On the contrary, find me the smallest hidush possible and say that's why I'm good. Now, in the three rabbis, Rav Chazda, Rava, and Rav Asher, who said the biggest hidush? Clearly Rav Chazda. Because Rav Chazda said, even if two witnesses come along and say the second witness is good, no good. It's a very big hadush. You got two witnesses. So that's the biggest hadush. So you know what the Gemara would say? The Mishnah is not coming to include Rav Chazda's case. Because that, you know, too big of a hadush. The two lesser hadushim is either Rava's case, where what? The Shaliyah partnered up with somebody else to fix the second. And that's what it means when it says he was only Mekayim hefty. I mean, he always was Mekayim with Bifanai Nechtav on half. And then on the second, he partnered up with somebody. Or Rav Asher's case, where he said, I am the second guy. Those cases are Hidushim, by the way. To say that that case is Pasul, it's a Hidush. Correct? Either it's pasul because of gezerah to mamonot, or gezerah because you don't want to split the star with half kiyum, half tachanat hakamim. So basically the Gemara is saying, let's to the point now very clearly. The Gemara is saying, what is the case of bifanai nechtav kulo and bifanai nechtam hetzio? You can't tell me it's literal.
Because if it's literal, it makes no sense. It's pashut. If you tell me one guy says Bifrai Nechtav and one guy says Bifrai Nechtam, it's no good. Certainly when a guy's only being Mekayim half the shtar, it's going to be no good. Also, you know what I'll tell you, the Hadush is either like Rava said, where the case was he was Mekayim half and then he partnered up with a guy for the second one, and it's Hadush that it's Pasul, or he was Mekayim half it and then he said, I'm the second guy, and according to Rav Asher, it is Pasul, but you don't have to go so far to tell me like Rav Chisda, because that's really Hadush. I mean, even where two guys came along and that's already too much, right? So they're basically with the Gemara did over, it knocked out Rav Chisda's item from the Mishnah. Now Rav Chisda is going to have to respond to this. Now again, let's just set up the question over here clearly. Basically, we have three shitot: Rav Chisda, we have Rava, and we have Rav Asher. Each rabbi said a chidush. Rav Chisda's chidush was the biggest of the chidushim, that he said even in the case where the shaliach says b'fanai nechtav, and two other people come along and they validate the shtar and say that we know the witnesses, they make the kiyum on the witnesses, still he says, no good, pasul. That was not accepted by Rava. Rava said, if you want to make a hadush, say a hadush like this. But it's talking about what? Where the guy says, b'fanai nechtav, kulo. And then he comes along and he says that what? That I am, that, and then he comes along and he brings another witness with him, right? And that other witness with him, he's Mekayim the shtar, which means he's Mekayim Hetzio. He says, Mefanayim Nechtam Hetzio, this witness, I'm being Mefanayim Nechtam. And then he, with another guy, goes and validates the second witness. That was Rava's Hiddush. No good. Atushar Shtarot, because that's a 75%, 25% situation. Came Rav Asher and said, you know what? I don't agree with that case. I say that case is kasher. You want a hadush case? I'll tell you the hadush case. It's b'fanai nechtav kulo. B'fanai nechtam, he was mekayem through b'fanai nechtam, half one witness. And then the other witness, he says, that's me. And Rav Asher said that that case is not good because you're using b'fanai nechtav, which is a takanav de hachamim, plus kiyum shtarot, which is the regular din, and you can't use two items together. In any event, the Gemara then asked the question, once you have those three shitot, Gemara asked the question, what do you need the case in the Mishnah that says, b'fanai nechtav kulo, u'b'fanai nechtam hetzio? That's obvious that it's no good. Because if in the case that the Mishnah said before that, that ehad omer b'fanai nechtav kulo, ve'ehad omer b'fanai nechtam kulo, no good, because Shekin, when he's only being Mekayim, Hetzio. So also the Gemara says, you know how you'll answer that? You're right, you don't need the Hetzio case for itself. Ela, the Hetzio case is coming for a Hiddush case. Now, once you're telling me it's coming for a Hiddush case, I'll always choose the smaller of the Hiddushim, because why do I got to go to the biggest Hiddush? I just need to justify the case's existence in the Mishnah. So therefore, as long as I find even the smallest Hiddush, there's a justification. So either Rava or Rav Asher. But basically what the Gemara is trying to say, you see Rav Chisda, your deen is wrong. Because you don't have to come on to your deen in the Mishnah of two witnesses coming along to say that the shtar is mikuyam. And the b'fanai nechtav kulo, and then the guy, two other witnesses come along. That case is going to be kasher. And the Mishnah is only coming to posel either Rav's case or Rav Asher's case. Comes the Gemara and says, Rav Chisda is going to answer you. Amar lecha Rav Chisda. As that says, I'm going to answer you. V'letamech. Good. According to your reasoning, b'fanai nechtav, aval lo b'fanai nechtam, lamali. It's the first case in the Mishnah. First case said, the guy comes along and says, half a declaration. B'fanai nechtav, but he didn't say b'fanai nechtam. Why do you need that case? Why not? Because later on in that Mishnah, it says, b'fanai nechtav kulo and b'fanai nechtam hetzio. Our case. So if you tell me hetzio is pasul, certainly when he says nothing on the hatima, it's going to be pasul. So he says, let me just ask you a question, by the way. He says, according to the way you learned the Mishnah, what do you do with the first case of the Mishnah? So he says, you know what you're going to say?
Ela, you know, we have to say that the Mishnah is working with a specific style. What's the style? Ela lo zu afzu. The Mishnah is working with a style that says not only this, but even this. That means the Mishnah starts off with the obvious case. When a guy didn't mention the Hatima at all, Hashut, it is Pasul. But not only would he didn't mention any Hatimot, but even if he mentioned half, it is still Pasul. So therefore, just like case one and case, I think it's three, is working with a Lozu, Afzu, not only this, but even this. So he says like this. אמר לך רב עזב, אתה אומר בפני נכתב, אבל בפני נכתב למדי, אלא לא זו אף סוכתני. החנמה. So here also on your question. What was your question? You have case number three in the Mishnah that says, בפני נכתב, and בפני נכתב חציו. And then we have the next case that says, אחד אומר בפני נכתב, ואחד אומר בפני נחתם. So your question was, what are you talking about? What do I need the case of חציו for? If you tell me what a guy said, the whole thing, it's no good. Certainly where he says, half, it's not going to be good. So if you want to learn the cases extra, if you want to say חדושים, no. I'll tell you that what? הכנמה לא זו אף זו קטני. It's working in the lozu afsu. That what? Not only a case where the guy says, half, it's not going to be good, but even in a case where you have a guy that said the whole, two guys, one guy says, b'fanai nechtam, and one guy says, b'fanai nechtam, also it's not going to be good, which means, don't learn the cases extra, the hetzio case, learn that the case is literal, as was said. And the reason why the Mishnah had to say it was, because the Mishnah is working in a style. Not only where the guy says, hetzio, is it no good? But even in a case where you have one guy that said kulo, it's also not going to be good. Now, what is that game by this answer? Once you tell me the case is not extra, learn it literal. So then already you can't start saying it's extra. So learn the smallest hadush and all that. Nah, the Mishnah was not discussing any hadushim. The Mishnah was discussing the case of Hatsiyah as is, and then the Rabbis can come along and say, and I was saying my hadush outside the Mishnah. I mean, I wasn't saying it in the Mishnah itself. I was saying, Stam, you should know that if a guy comes along and says, Bifanai Nikhtav, Kulo, and then two other guys come along, and they, Mikayim, the witnesses, no good. And they don't ask me a question, but that can't be the Hadush of the Mishnah, because the case of the Mishnah is extra, pick the smallest Hadush. I wasn't talking in the Mishnah. I hold that the Mishnah is literal. How could you hold that it's literal? You don't need the case. No, you learn it in the Lozu Afzu. Just like you're learning the first case in the Lozu Afzu, where the guy comes along and says, Bifanai Nikhtav, and didn't say Bifanai Nikhtav. And that's a build up that it Lozu, not only where he didn't say anything, but even if he said half. And then the next part of the Mishnah is, and not only if he said half, but even if he said whole, by two different. But that's still, the point is, even though the whole thing is being Mikuyam, it's not going to be good. But that was the Gemara's question. That was the Gemara's question. What do you need the case of Hatsio if Kulo is said in the Mishnah? So therefore, the Chazda says, my Hiddush stands, that even if you have two witnesses that come and mekayem it, no good, pasul. And don't ask me from the Mishnah. Comes the Gemara and continues, new case, out of Masechet Kittin now. Amar Rav Chisda. Okay, Hakdama, Rishut Yachid. To make a Rishut Yachid on Shabbat, you need to be 10 tefachim deep, let's say in a well, and it needs to be 4x4 tefachim wide. That constitutes a Rishut Yachid, a private domain. We are going to discuss now where you have a wall that is 5, and the embankment is also 5. So the question is, can you combine wall and embankment to make a wall of asarat tefachim? So the Gemara says, Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Chisda, Gidud Hamisha. Right, that's the gidud, that's the embankment on the side, right? Like when you dig it out, it creates an embankment. You put the dirt on the side, it creates like a wall. Umechitza Hamisha, and the wall itself of the well is 5. And mitztarfim, no good. Does not mitztarf to asarat chiyek or kulo bemechitza or kulo begidud. It's got to be all wall or all embankment. Darash moremor gidud hamisa umechitza hamisha mistarfin. Okay, you argued with him. Moremor came along and said you can combine 5 on the wall and 5 on the embankment. Vilcheta mistarfin. You counted, and therefore they considered a shuta yachid. Ba'e ilfa. Ilfa had a question. Yadayim taharot lachatzain o en taharot lachatzain? Another question. Can hands become partially tahor?
Now we don't even know what this question means. We mean partially tahor. What's the Gemara? What's the question? Now we know that sometimes a person has to make the tzedakah yadayim in order to purify his hands. But the question over here is, can the hands become partially tahor? So the Gemara says, "Hechi dameh." What's the case? Inema dekam mashve betre mirbiit. Maybe you'll tell me like this. The normal law is to purify one hand. You need to put two hands and together, let's say, and as long as one revi'it of water, which is like 3.3 ounces, falls on both hands, it purifies. So that's what they would do. They would hold the cup, you know, with both hands and just flip it over. The revi'it would go on both hands. It's okay. So maybe hatsa'in means where two guys stick their hands under the same cup. So basically what's happening is that the second guy is getting like half a cup. You're not getting the full revi'it, because you usually have four hands underneath that, right? They're both of them. So that would be hatsa'in. Maybe that's the question. We want to know if it's good or not. So comes the Gemara and says, no, that cannot be the question. Why not? Ve'atenan. Maybe two people are using one revi'it. Which means it's okay, which is according to the Gemara, it's clearly that if a guy started off with a cup that had revi'it in it, and the first guy used it, the leftovers can be used by a second guy. So long as the cup started with the revi'it in it, it is okay. So therefore, that's not a question. You don't need to ask a question when you have a bifirush statement that clearly says that even if the second guy puts his hands now under and using the leftovers of the revi'it, it is going to be okay. So what's the case? So Gemara says, Ve'ela dekam mashve hada hada yadeh. Oh, he's washing one hand at a time. So maybe that's the question. You know, you only washed one hand at a time, so it's hatsa'in. Is that good? Which maybe the Lord would be, you have to wash them simultaneously. So the Gemara wants to know, is that kosher or not? The Gemara says, no, that's not a problem. V'atenan, anotev yado achat bintila, v'achat b'shtifa yadav taharot. The Gemara says that if a person, let's say, makes nitila yadayim on one hand, and with the other hand, he dips it in the mikveh. That means, that's also a way to purify hands. Kasher, which you don't have to wash them the same way. You can wash one end this way, one end that way, and not even simultaneous. Mm-hmm. So therefore, that's also okay. So what's the case where the Gemara has a question? So Gemara says, Ela deka mashe palga palga dide. Oh, which means the case is talking about where you washed half a hand at a time. Let's say you washed from the knuckles up, right? Then you dried it, and then you washed from the knuckles down. So you're washing the same hand, but you're doing it in two stages. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Can't be. Veha amre de berabi anai, yadayim en taharot l'hatsa'in. No good. Which means when you dry one part, then you dry the other, then you do the other, it's a break in the action. It's got to be done in one shot. So that cannot be good. Gemara says, no. Lo tzirika di'ika meshke tofeyah. We're talking about where, let's say, the knuckle part that you and above that you washed first, it's still moist. So you didn't dry it yet. So the question is, since this is still moist, do you consider that it's still connected now because it's still wet, and therefore it's okay? Comes the Gemara and says, no good. Even if you have some moisture on the hand, so what? That tenan we learned. Hanitzok ve'akatafres umashke tofeyach eno chibur lo letum'ah ve'lo letahara. Let me just explain you terminologies, then the deen. You know what a nitzok is? We discussed nitzok many times. Nitzok is a flow. For example, let's say I have a keli on top that's tahor, and I'm pouring into a keli that's tameh on the bottom. Okay? Now when I pour, I create a flow, a stream. That is called a nitzok. Now the nitzok, basically what it does, it connects the top to the bottom. So the law is of it, nitzok is not a connector to make the stuff on top tameh. Number two, it's called katafres. Katafres is an incline or a slope. For example, you have a mountain. Okay, on top of the mountain you have water. On the bottom of the mountain you have water. What happens? There's a flow going down the mountain that connects the top to the bottom. Katafres also does not serve as a connector to make the waters on top tameh. Thirdly, you have the case of meshke tofeyah. For example, I have in a bowl I have Taor liquids over here somehow, and I have Tamir liquids over here, and it's being connected by like moisture. So that moisture does not connect them to say that the Tahor waters are going to be Tamir. So you see three items that are non-connectors. Nitzok, that's the flow, that's the stream, Katafres, that's the incline, and Tofea. And the Gemara says not only does it not connect for Tum'ah, but it's not going to connect for Tahara. Meaning, let's say I have a mikveh that's 20 se'ah. That's not a kosher mikveh. You need to have 40 se'ah. But let's say it's connected to another 20 se'ah mikveh through either a nitzok or katafres or moisture. It does not combine them together to make tahara that the mikveh is going to be kasher. Oh. Now what do you see over here? What you see over here, the point of our Gemara is moisture is not a connector. And therefore, I don't care if the knuckle part of your hands are still moist. It's not going to connect it to the other part to say it's all one. Therefore, it's going to be a separation. You're not allowed to wash your hands in two different stages. We thought to answer it to say, what? It's moist. Moisture, it's still considered wet. The whole thing's considered together. No. We see that tofeyah, moisture being a little moist, does not bring a connection, not for tum'ah, not for tara, who adin for netilat shadayim. So comes the Gemara and says, you can read that in the Gemara. Let's read this in Nashi's here, please. Hanitzok, top line, Hanitzok kilowah, that's a flow. Vakatafres, har mishupan, that's a mountain that has an incline, shemidrono mehudad arbeh, very steep. Eno hibur, letum'ah. Kegon ha-me'arem me'klitor, you're pouring from a klit tahor le'klit tameh v'nitzok ha-kiloa, and then the stream is, you know, going down me'haber mashkesh, it connects both mashkim enu hibur le'tameh mashkim ha'alyonim, it is not going to metameh the top beverage v'chen ha-katafres im me'aviro derech daf ha-netunim b'madoni, you took a daf, a plank. Right, and you pour the water down on the incline over there. Same story, but tahtonim mechubarim netumah. Now the bottom is connected, right? En ha'elyonim tamim, the top is not going to become tameh. Same story, just on an incline. Vechenim hayta areva arucha. Well, let's say you had a big bowl, long bowl. Ubishne rashi mashkin. And on the two edges of the bowl, you had mashkin. Echad tameh vechad tahor. Umashke tofeyach mechaberan. And you have like a moisture connecting them, enu hibur letamea teorim. Okay, good. So those are three cases of letum'ah. Vechen letahara le'inyan mikvaot. What's the case? Kegon, shneem mikvaot. You have two mikvaot. She'en be'echad mem 40 se'ah. V'nitzok v'katafres u'mashket tofe mechaberan enu hibur. It's been connected by one of these three items, not a connector. So we're saying, just like tofeyah doesn't connect, so it shouldn't connect you by netilat yadayim. Therefore, I don't care if the top part of your hands are still moist, bottom line, it's like they're dry. And therefore what? You cannot make the touch of them in two stages. So comes the Gemara and says, no, that wasn't the case we were talking about. Lo tzericha tika tofeyach lehatfiyach. It wasn't just moist. It was very moist. What does very moist mean? Tofeyach al menat lehatfiyach. Let me explain to you what that means. Tofeyach regular means that it's moist, that if I would take a rag and put it on the moisture, you'd feel it. But not enough to transfer it to another rig. But tofeach menat latfiach means it's so moist that if I would take one rig, one towel, and let's say, you know, dry it, the towel will be so wet that it can transfer and make another towel wet as well. That's already a lot of moisture. So you're right. We're not talking stam where he's just a little wet on his head. It's tofeach menat latfiach. So maybe that makes a connection in Thatcha Daim. So long as the front part of your hand is tofeyah not latfiyah, then you can make the daim on the second part, that's considered okay. That was the Gemara's question. Amen.